There was a disaster lurking in the darkness. A rail bridge had washed out and a passenger train would soon be passing this way. Certainly, the tragedy would kill many. But then, a 15-year-old girl risked her own life for a chance to save many. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Her name is Kate Shelley, and if you are from the state of Iowa, you probably know her story, but many outside the Hawkeye State do not.
In 1881, Kate Shelley is living about 2 miles from here, living on a very impoverished almost farm, struggling to make ends meet. Her dad had died a few years earlier.
Mara McKay is the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society, the county where Kate once lived.
July 6, 1881, a storm comes in, very devastating winds, pounding rains, hail.
Kate's home and farm was near Honey Creek, and the young lady let the animals from the barn lot because she was worried the creek water would rise and drown the livestock. While outside in the storm, she heard a loud and ominous sound.
She hears the terrible sound of a crash of the pusher train going into the Honey Creek waters and knows that there are people that have been hurt by that.
Kate was just 15 years old, but she needed to get help for those men, and she needed to warn the next train that the bridge had washed out. To do that, she had to get to the depot in Moingona, but that station was on the opposite side of the Des Moines River.
She, in getting to this depot, crawled 671 feet across the Des Moines River Bridge on her hands and knees. 30 inches apart were the slats because they didn't want people crossing those bridges.
After crossing the dangerous bridge, she ran 2.5 miles, but she still had a challenge upon reaching the depot.
She came into the depot and they didn't even believe her until one of the railway gentlemen said, "No, I know, that's Kate Shelley. She's telling you the truth."
So what happened to that next train and to Kate Shelley herself? Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside in Moingona, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.